here at the fifth grade launch of the Battle of the Books with Grant. Grant, tell me why people should read The Lightning Thief.
They should read The Lightning Thief because if you love science fiction and history and all that Greek stuff, you really need to read it. It's like a really good book.
And Carl, can you tell me why you picked Shakespeare's Secret as your first book?
I picked Shakespeare's Secret because it reminded me of one of my most favorite books, Chasing Vermeer. And I really liked it. It was really interesting.
Jack, tell us what book you picked to listen to on iPod.
Because I thought it was really cool to pick it, and I really like books that that look cool to me. And I like the way the video was put on it.
And what book did you pick?
The Lightning Thief.
And why do you like listening to books on an iPod?
Because it gives me, because I'm better at listening to it than reading it. It takes me longer to read it.
Hi, I noticed you checked out The Lightning Thief on CD. Tell me why you picked that title.
Because I thought it sounded good, and I like myths and stuff like that.
He doesn't like reading.
I'm really excited to see that you picked Shakespeare's Secret as your first book. Why did you pick it as your first book?
It sounded exciting.
It looks like The Lightning Thief is a really popular book for you guys. Why did you pick The Lightning Thief?
Well, it sounded interesting, and I like interesting books, and I like journey books.
Aha, what sounds interesting about it besides being a journey book?
Well, the fact that Zeus and how he's looking for his lightning bolt, and the kid has to go on a journey to go save the lightning bolt
for evil. And can I say something
evil
about the book? That they're about, Zeus and Neptune are about to be in the middle of a war that could destroy the world.
I noticed you have Eager in your hand. Why did you pick that book today?
Because it sounds interesting.
What sounds interesting about it?
The robot parts.
Excellent. Why did you pick Becoming Naomi Leon as your first book?
Because like her mom ran away, like abandoned her, and I want to see why her mom comes back and everything. It sounds really interesting to me. I really like it.
I noticed that you picked Basher 5-2 as your first book. Why did you start with the autobiography?
Because it was cool, and it's got like some, whatever.
Why'd you choose Varjak Paw today?
I chose Varjak Paw because it looked like a challenging book, and it looks funny, and I like cats.
Zach, tell me about The Lightning Thief and why you picked it.
I picked it because it's not a usual book you would read, because it's got different kinds of mystical creatures that you would never thought of.
Okay, thank you. Hi, I'm here with Miss Jones, who's in charge of Battle of the Books. What are some things that kids are going to be really excited about as they do Battle of the Books?
Well, it exposes the kids to a lot of different genres, different kinds of books. They get to read about Shakespeare. They get to read about mythology. They have a book that takes place right in Birmingham with Buck McHenry. They get to look at the Indian culture through a conch bearer. There's just a wide variety of exciting titles and reading experiences for them and their families.
Do you have a favorite book?
Oh, man, that would be hard to choose one. I love Lizzie Brighton, the Buckminster Boy. That was probably my favorite. Just thinking of that boy moving to a new place and making a friend from such a different culture, and just looking what the family's life was like on an island, and going to see whales right in a boat, right being right next to whales. I could just see myself there in Maine and enjoying that experience.
Thank you very much. This is Mrs. Clark, and she's the head of enrichment and media for the Birmingham Public Schools. Mrs. Clark, what is one great thing that kids get out of the Battle of the Books?
I think a wide range of literature. We're trying to be sure we tap into something that almost any kid will like. So of the 10 titles, there should be some genre that every kid taps into, whether it's fantasy or biography or realistic fiction or historical fiction. We're trying to be sure that we touch the interest of every child in some book. So.
And do you have any advice for kids who are trying to read a lot of books in 14 weeks?
Oh, yes. Here's my rule of thumb. I read the easiest books first. There are probably at least 6 out of the 10 that you can wipe out. And then you're in, like Flynn. I mean, you're in the battle. And then the harder ones, you do those last. So if you run out of time, you're in first.
and then you work on those. Plus, you know, once you get the six down and you're on the team, you have more time to read. Or you can read with a buddy. I would get a buddy. I read a chapter. They read a chapter. We talk about it. I read a chapter. They read a chapter. We talk about it. Cut the time in half. We didn't say you couldn't do that. We said you had to read 10 books. And you can. You read them and discuss them. I do that with friends all the time.
And how do I know if a book is an easier book or a harder book?
We have a newsletter that we've sent home to parents with the interest level and the grade levels on them. We've given a list to teachers. I'm going to post everything on our Richmond website, and I'm going to send it to media people so they can post it on their websites. So,
sounds great. We're looking forward to it.